סוף, בעזרת השם, הוא ירין תורה, כף זין, פייג' 77, פארט וב, ולהדרת פנים, that the person gonna have beautiful face, smiling face, הנ"ל, that we talked about, אי אפשר לבוא, we cannot achieve that, אלא על ידי תיקון הברית, just only by one thing that calls תיקון הברית, קדושה. Not to look at women, to close our eyes and to observe on Hashem Yitbarach. Only by that our face can be beautiful. When a person is looking at something, he is accepting that thing's face. This is why we know that we have halakha, that it's not allowed to look at the face of Rasha. And if you are attached to the lie of beauty, Sheker Achen Ve'Evel HaYofi, and you're looking at women because you're attracted to their beauty, so actually not their beauty is attaching to your face. That lie is attaching to your face. The lie of beauty is attaching to you. It means that you have an ugly face. The ugly face. I'm talking about myself, Baruch Hashem. Ugly face. If you're looking at women, if you're attracted to that lie of beauty, to that... It's called ki'ur, it's called ugliness, it doesn't call beauty at all. It's called, the halakha is saying that the person has to stay away from kol davar mechoar, that is ugly, to stay away from ugliness and from everything that is like it, looks like it. Everything that looks like ugly thing, you should stay away from it. Ugly thing, it's not a matter of taste, it's a matter of the Torah Kedoshah. What the Torah is defining as ugly. This is ugly. So all of Sheker Achen Ve'Evel HaYofi, actually it's ugliness. On that Rambam is saying, Oy la omrim al mar matok, or al matok omrim mar. Oy to those people that on a bitter thing they're saying sweet, and on sweet thing they're saying bitter. That they don't enjoy to learn Torah, and they don't enjoy to daven. And they enjoy to eat fancy meal and eat and eat and eat and to watch women, chas shalom, and things that just gonna bring them to inherit hell. No escape in Judgment Day. No escape. There was a woman that came back from a clinical death, and she said that Judgment Day looks like Auschwitz. Why? You cannot hide. Like that in Auschwitz, you cannot hide. In Judgment Day, you cannot hide. The merciness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. It's not in the world to come. The merciness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in this world that He's given us the opportunity to do tshuva. The world to come, it's judgment. It's dinim. It's din. In that moment, you realize the truth. If you lost it, you lost it. This is it. If you haven't baked and cooked before of Shabbos, in Shabbos you cannot make nothing. This is it. It's Shabbos. It's an aspect of Din. It's Shabbat. Not allowed to move. Shvu ishtachtav. Everyone sit in his place. Be humble. What that you have, this is what that you have. In this world also in Shabbos you can prepare for next Shabbos. In Shabbos you can say, alright, I'm going to learn from this Shabbos to the next one. In the world to come, there is no next one. And even if you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to come in a different lifetime, a different Gilgul, you're not coming with a memory. You're coming blank, you don't remember nothing. You come, it's a new test. Who is promising you that you're going to succeed in the next lifetime? You're not taking that chance at all. Rabbeinu said that you should be, a person should be stubborn, insist not to come to a different lifetime. To tell them in court in heaven, to tell them, judge me and finish judgment with me today, everything, until the end, no matter what, and don't send me again. And he said that if the person gonna insist, they cannot force him to go to a different lifetime. It's a very strong vote of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Natan said that when he heard it from Rabbeinu, he took it very seriously, carved it into his mind, that he will not forget it in the world to come. We insist, I don't want to come to this world again. But Rabbi Natan said, there is one term that I'm ready to go to a different lifetime. If they're going to promise me for sure that I'm going to be one time on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and I'm going to say one time Tikkun HaKlal. means that to say one time Tikkun HaKlali on the Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's bigger, it's more valuable than all of the damage that can happen to a person if you're gonna born Chiloni in a kibbutz, no connection to Kedusha, breaking Shabbos, eating treif, non-kosher things, all of it. It's less important, it's gonna be erased according to the greatness of saying one time Tikkun HaKlali and the Holy Tzion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Uman. Rabbi Natan is saying to us those messages. Rabbi Natan is a person that after that Rabbeinu passed away, there was one student that ran into the Beit Midrash and he saw Rabbi Natan and he told him, you know, Arab, Ploni Almoni said that he got Rabbeinu's kippah, Rabbi Nachman's kippah. You know the famous picture of Rabbeinu's kippah? He hold that kippah, he's got the kippah. So Rabbi Natan wasn't impressed at all. He told him, I have Rabbeinu's brain. Person that have Rabbeinu's brain doesn't need Rabbeinu's kippah. He's got his wisdom. Doesn't need nothing outside. He's got the wisdom of Rabbeinu. He's the one that took the wisdom of Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu testified on Rabbi Natan that without Rabbi Natan, we wouldn't have even one Torah from Likutei Moran. Oh, one page. All of the wisdom of Rabbeinu went to Rabbi Natan, to us, to our generation. All from Rabbi Natan. Bivchinat, so to achieve those wonderful faces, you cannot achieve that by nothing else except of guarding the eyes, not looking at women. Tikkun HaBrit, being holy, guarding ourselves inside of the Kedusha. In an aspect of Bivchinat, Hod Vehadar Lefanav. The beauty is in front of him. In front of him means Lefanav, to his face. Lefanav, to Panav, to his face. כשעוז וחדווה במקומו, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז וחדווה במקומו. When הוד והדר לפניו, when his face is going to be beautiful, כשעוז וחדווה במקומו, when he is going to be holy. עוז, it's the power, חדווה, it's satisfaction, במקומו is in its place. Means that he doesn't cross the border to satisfy himself. He doesn't need to sin to satisfy himself. He's strong and he's satisfied already. He's Sameach Bechelko, like we explained that a few times. That Kedusha subject means Sameach Bechelko, happy with his share. Happy. Sameach. Doesn't need to make himself happy from nothing else. Doesn't need to find things that are going to make him happy. He's just happy. He's just happy as is. But this is Brit. Shehu Brit, anikra Boaz. That Boaz, it's a name for Brit. Vuchedva de Matronita. And it's the satisfaction of Matronita. Matronita, this is the Shechina Kedosha. Actually, when a person is holy, there is a lot of levels and ways to learn that. But we're going to learn it by Pshat. The Rav Shalom explained the mitzvah of Ona, Mesimechet Ishto, all of those mitzvot. Only the tzaddikim are keeping those mitzvot. And the tzaddikim are coming to keep those mitzvot exactly like that they're coming to put tefillin. Rav Shalom said, the person before that he's with his wife, a tzaddik, he's saying L'shem Yichud, he's doing Netilat Yadayim. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be with his wife. Not an animal act like we learned yesterday, that he's got lusts and desires and he's all crazy and he have to achieve this and that and thoughts and he's all like animals. Just he's with Hashem Yitbarach. And only those people that really attach to Hashem Yitbarach, they can satisfy their wives, they can have peace in their houses. A woman that she sees that her husband is full with desires and lusts, she feels that he's not with her at all. She feels that he's satisfying himself, he's busy with himself, and she's suffering from that. She feels alone. Even when she's with him, she feels alone. She feels horrible. She feels that he's with himself, and he's busy, and he's not with her. And only a husband that mama, she cares about her, his wife. He loves his wife, he thinks about her. He's thinking about Hashem Yitbarach, he can satisfy his wife. Satisfy his wife means to have Shalom Bayit. Means to have peace in the house. Peace in the house means that Hashem Yitbarach is there, that the Shekhinah is happy. Is that everything is sitting in his place, like that we learned. V'zen, this is what it's written in Shmot, Ozi v'zimrat. The Rabbeinu is bringing only part of it. Rabbeinu is saying, Ozi, the word Ozi, my power, Zebchinat Brit, it's an aspect of Brit. Like we said, that Brit named Boaz. Vezimrat, this is the voice. Songs, Zebchinat Kol, it's an aspect of that voice. Like we said, we talked about it, we learned it yesterday. That according to how that you are purifying your brain, your wisdom, in the 13 midot of kindness, means being kind and looking on ways how to be more kind and more kind. By that, actually you're fixing your voice. Your voice is being purified also. Vayhili lishua. So by those two things, a person can have his salvations. Bivchinat, in an aspect of what it's written, Vayar Hashem batzar lahem, that Hashem saw them when they suffered, v'chulei. V'ze sh'amru chachamenu zichonam livracha, and this is what the Rabotenu said in the Gemara Kedoshah in Masechet Sota, K'shalu Yisrael min hayam, when Am Yisrael went back from the sea, natnu enehem lomar shira, they gave their eyes to sing to Hashem Yitbarach. When I don't know if Rabbeinu is not the sea, when this Rabbeinu is not bringing it here, but it's happened actually exactly when they went back from the sea. The sea been opened to them, the Yam Suf been opened. It's written Ayam Ra'av Yanos. The sea, he saw the Aron, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, that he had Vayanos, that he was running away from the wife of Potiphar. So the sea saw the Vayanos, the coffin of Yosef, and he opened because of the merit of Yosef. So the sea is called Metzulot Yam, the depths of the sea. And the sea always, there is storms and waves, and it's a dangerous, very dangerous place for confusions, and people can go to the depths and to drown in the sea. So the sea, actually, this is the thoughts of the person. This is the imaginations that we were talking about. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is Hanoten Bayam Darech. He is giving a way inside of the sea. You see that a boat, she is sailing in the sea. You see the way only behind her. Behind it, you cannot see the way before. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noten bayam derech. He's opening the path inside of the sea. He's the only one that knows the path that the boat gonna go inside the sea. It's only Hashem Yitbarach. So only by the kedusha of Yosef and by closing our eyes like Nachshon ben Aminadav that sacrificed himself and went deep into the sea, Mesirut Nefesh, into the depths of the sea, into the danger. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the sea. And this is what it means, Mimtzulot Yam Totzi'eni, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking Am Yisrael out from the depths of the sea, this is when the person is achieving Tikkun HaMochin. This is, he doesn't have no storms and no waves, and everything is quiet. Alchu betoch hayabasha, bayam bacharava. They went inside the sea in a dry place. The water are not wetting them, are not drowning them. Nothing is happening. No damage. They can walk inside of the water, and the water is protecting them and helping them and saving them from all of the enemies. And adraba, bringing them good things and fruits and full food. And they saw visions like that it's written. So it all depends in Kedushat HaBrit. It all depends in Kedushat HaBrit. When it's written also, Anoten Bayam Derech, the word Derech, Rabbeinu is explaining in a different Torah, that Derech, this is Resh Kaf Dalet, 224 kinds of light that the husband is illuminating in his wife, that this is Tikkun HaBrit. This is the Kedusha. When you're illuminating in your wife, when you're giving your wife light that she is alive, that she is happy, this is Tikkun HaDerech. This is how you fix the way. And against it, it's written, Derech Isha Mena Efet. that the derech, the same derech, becomes to be isha mena'efet, a woman that she's got lusts and desires and shtuyot of ni'uf. So, against the derech isha mena'efet, chas v'shalom, the woman, she is holy. When she is holy, when she is happy. When she is not holy, when she is sad and frustrated and she needs to make herself happy. A poor woman. So the husband's job is to make his wife happy. How can he do that? Only when he is samach b'chelko, when he is happy, satisfied. Then he's got enough light inside of himself to illuminate in his wife. When he's holy, he can share his holiness, his kedusha, with his wife. And she becomes to be holy also. Illuminating, smiling face, beautiful face, all of those like we're learning now. One time Rav Shalom gave a shiur on Kedushat HaBrit. And maybe 40 minutes he was talking about Kedusha and how the man have to be very holy and not to have no lust, no desires, and just to think about Hashem and this and that. And a complete shiur on Kedusha, and suddenly he stopped. In mamash, in the middle of the shiur, not it was maybe 40 minutes, but in the middle of a sentence, of an idea, he stopped and he said, conclusion, maskana, you need to honor your wives, you need to smile to your wives, not to say no bad comments. And suddenly he started to talk about Shalom Bayit, and it was totally two different subjects. He was talking about Kedusha, and then he left it totally and divided the shiur and said, conclusion. Actually, he attached those two shiurim and started to say shiur on Shalom Bayit. Another 10, 15 minutes only on Shalom Bayit. And no connection between those two subjects in his words at all. And I thought to myself, it was maybe 8 years ago, I thought to myself, what's going on? Why Rav stopped the shiur in the middle and started to talk like that? And then I realized that actually the book, Garden of Peace, it's not, like Rav Shalom said, it's not a book on Shalom Bayit. It's not a book to teach you Shalom Bayit. This is the foundation of Kedusha, is that you're going to have Shalom Bayit. When Eliyahu HaNavi, when Pinchas ben Elazar, he went and he done the act of envy to kill Zimri ben Salu, and Kozvi Batsur. Actually, Borei Olam blessed him, noten lo beriti shalom. The Kedusha is shalom. The Brit is shalom. Shalom is peace. So you see that who got the Brit shalom? Who is the one that is holding the peace? That one that was envy. The one that had kin'ah. What? Envious?
Jealous.
Jealous. The one that was jealous. So, what's going on between those two? It's the same. If you're not totally holy in Kedushat HaBrit, you cannot have peace. The ones that are going to have peace with Ishmaelim, with Arabs, with nations, and shtuyot like those, it's not people that are holy at all. Adrabah, it's coming from all of the imaginations of Ni'uf, to join together the nations, to do things together, to break the borders. Kedusha means to have borders, to contain the light. The light of Kedusha, that Hashem, this is Shem Shaddai, the name Shaddai, Shem Shakai, this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is written in the place of Kedusha, in the place of Brit, it's written Shem Shakai. And Shakai, the meaning of the name Shakai, Shin, Dalet, and Yud, it's She'amar Le'olamot Dai, that to his world he said, enough. He put a border. This is Kedusha, when you can hold yourself, when you can control yourself. When you can decide how you're going to behave, what you're going to say, how you're going to say those things, when you control it yourself. When you don't have control at yourself, you're not holy. This is like animals, all of the imaginations that we were talking about. Peace in the house means that you control it yourself. You're not saying bad comments to your wife. You're not rebuking in the house. You're not running after your lusts and stupid, crazy desires that are destroyed in your house. All of the damage that we have in our houses, lack of Shalom Bayit, kids that are not going in the right way, problems of electricity, of money, parnasa, angers, frustrations, sadnesses, leakings, everything that you have problems in your house, it's only because lack of Kedusha. When the house is holy, The Kedusha, the Shechina is there. You don't need no one to come to repair nothing. It's all being fixed by itself. The Kedusha is holding everything. But when there is a lacking in the Kedusha, so Bar Olam have to rebuke you somehow, that you're going to know to work on your Kedusha. So he's starting to bring Ishmaelim into your house to fix your pipes and your electricity. Hello, wake up. You have Ishmaelim in your house. Wake up. כשעלו ישראל מן הים, when Am Israel went back up from the sea, נתנו עיניהם לומר שירה. They brought their selves actually to bring, to sing to Hashem Yitbarach. כי על הים, the thanks, the toda, it's also an aspect of Tikkun HaBrit. Because this is actually the conclusion. This is how that you show that you are happy, that you're happy with what that you have, that you're saying thank you. So Samach Bechelko means that he's saying thank you on everything that he's got, on his share, even that his lack of few things. Ki al hayam, because on the sea, nitgala bechinat brit, the aspect of kedusha brit been revealed. Kemo she'amru chachamenu zichronam livracha, like that Rabotenu said, hayam ra'a vayanos, vayetze achutza. The sea saw vayanos, Vayetze achutza. What it means, Vayetze achutza? That Yosef went out. That he went out from the house of Potiphar, that he ran away, even that he left his clothes. Over there, Rav Shalom said something very important also about that. I'm sorry, but for sure that it's a lot more important. Rav Shalom said once that Yosef HaTzadik, he wasn't a fool to leave his clothes in the hands of the wife of Potiphar. This was her proof that he done something. So why done that? He could take it. He could grab his clothes and run away. She wasn't so strong that she would fight with him on the clothes and he doesn't have a choice. He left the clothes and ran out. He done that in purpose. Why done that? Because of Hakarat HaTov. Because he knew that she gonna scream, that something gonna happen, it's gonna be revealed. He gonna have to tell his master. And if he will tell, or if she will not have a proof that she is right, she's going to be embarrassed. And because that he was eating and drinking in that house for years, and they were honoring him, and treating him like a king, like a family member, so he gave her the power, the proof, to punish him. That she will not be punished on because of him. This is why he left his clothes. This is humility. This is why the sea, Rav Shalom explained that the sea surrendered to that, to the Hakarat HaTov of Yosef. This is the wisdom that was with Yosef. That he left it, that he had Hakarat HaTov. And why? What's the proof on that? It's amazing wisdom. Because actually, why Nachshon ben Aminadav went into the sea? Bar Olam can conquer the Egyptians. They're coming to fight. It's more logic that the king of the world, Bar Olam, gonna kill them. What's the problem? Enemies are coming. One light from heaven is killing all of them. And this is it. Now Israel are free. Why to do something like that? How could Nachshon ben Aminadav realize that there is no other solution except of that the sea gonna be open to 12? How can it be? Why? On what he was counting? On that Hakarat HaTov. Because he knew that Am Israel were living in Egypt for years. And they were eating and drinking and living good life over there for years. So he knew for sure that Bar Olam not going to destroy them by himself. He will not fight with them. And he will not give them it's not worthy that Bar Olam going to give them the power to fight against them, the Am Israel, to fight with the Egyptians, because they cannot. They cannot do something bad to someone that done favors to you. Even though that in the end they were killing them and slaughtering them. Still, for years we were eating them, we were drinking them, we were living there. We cannot do nothing that will not be Hakarat HaTov. We will not appreciate them. This is why he realized that for sure, because of Yosef, no doubt, we need to be like Yosef. And he entered into the sea. And the sea been opened because of the Hakarat HaTov of Yosef to the woman, the wife of Potiphar. Hakarat HaTov, for sure, we cannot rebuke our wives. We cannot say no bad comment to our wives. We cannot say nothing bad to our wives because of Hakarat HaTov. They're doing so many good things for us. There is no agreement on washing the house, on making dishes, on cooking. No agreement on laundry, on raising the kids, on all of the things that they're doing. It have to be the bottom line. It have to be all 50-50. But that 50-50 is not 50-50, because it's 50-50 when she's happy. But if she's not happy, it can be 100% on your back, because you're obligated to make her happy. And she's not obligated to be happy. So actually everything is on your back. If she's happy and she's taking something on herself, wonderful. But you cannot decide that. You cannot even want it. If you want it, so it means that you lack of that hakarat hatov, of being mashpia, to be a male that wants to help, that wants to honor, that wants to support, that wants to give a hand, to be a back, to support, to be there for them, for the wife. So, vayetze achutza, natnu enehem, they... So, like the Rabbeinu said just now, thank you very much. Like the Rabbeinu said just now, Ayam Rava Yanos, Vayetze Achutza, Natnu Enehem, they gave their eyes, Ze Bchinat Adrat Panim. It's that aspect of those beautiful face, Bchinat Zaken, an old person. What it means, Zaken, Ze Kana Chochma, one that bought wisdom, an old person, a wise person. Kemoshe Peresh Rashi, like that Rashi explained it on the word, on the verse, Vatipakachna Enei Shnehem, that both of them, Adam Bechava's eyes, been opened. Al Shem HaChokhma Ne'emar. It's named on the wisdom, by the wisdom. Means they become wise, so their eyes become open. They can see. When a person is stupid, when he's not wise, he cannot see. He sees things and he understands them not like that they are. So actually he doesn't see nothing. But when the person have wisdom, he's got a complete faith, he can see. He can realize what Hashem wants to say to him, what Hashem is telling him, he can see. And then they chose Lomar Shira, to sing to Hashem. Ze Bechinat Kol, it's an aspect of that voice. Shenitgale al yedei hachokma, that is being revealed by the wisdom. Veze Shamru, like that we said, that a person that is not talking, you don't know how, you don't know if he's wise or stupid. But when he's opening his mouth, immediately, you can tell. It's not so hard to tell. Ze b'chinat kol. It's an aspect of voice shenitgale al yedei hachokma, that is being revealed by the wisdom. Veze shamru. This is what the Rabotenu said in the Gemara. Olelim ve'yonkim amru. Babies were saying ze eli ve'anvehu. They recognized Hashem Yitbarach. The babies, they had such a wisdom, they could say this is Hashem. What it means, this is Hashem. Ze, the word ze, this, ze b'chinat brit, it's an aspect of kedusha, b'chinat, an aspect of what it's written, veze lecha ha'ot, and this gonna be for you the sign. This is on the brit, it's talking about the brit. Ve'anvehu, ze keli, ve'anvehu, ve'anvehu means gonna make it beautiful. What it means, beautiful, ze b'chinat hadrat panim, it's an aspect of the kedusha. It's an aspect of the beautiful face of the person, like we said before. Vezehu perush, and this is an explanation on what it's written. Ro'e zonot ye'abed hon. A person that, how you say, ro'e zonot, that he, ro'e like a shepherd, of zonot, I know a word, but it's coming from Hollywood, so yeah, I don't know. So the how you say what?
Their boss.
Their boss. This is good. Their boss. So ye'abed hon, he gonna lose a fortune. Actually, a person that have a desire for that, and actually he's making every woman to be like that, to be putza. He's making the woman to be putza. He's judging her like that she's got desires like his. Immediately, when a man has got a desire for a woman, immediately she becomes in his crazy mind to be an option. What it means, an option? that she is willing to be with him also in a certain way. And she's not. She's not thinking about him at all. She's busy. She's on her way to the supermarket. She's married and she's happy, or that she's not happy, but she's not thinking about you. This is for sure.
She doesn't even know you.
She doesn't want to know you even. So actually, when a person have a desire for women, he is making them to be prostitute. He's making them to be, and they're not. They're in a different place at all. They're not thinking about it, but he's making them. And he is controlling them, so to speak, with his crazy thoughts. He becomes to be their boss. He just is making himself to be like that. It's not in reality that something is happening. Just in his mind, he's thinking like that. He's planning moves and thinking and canceling and deciding. It's all sicknesses. People are sick, I'm telling you, mash. People are very, very sick. Yeah, bed hon, so that person is losing a fortune. What is that fortune? Hon ze bechinat kol. It's an aspect of a voice. He's losing his voice. He cannot daven. You have lust for women. You cannot pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have words in your tefillah. You're losing your voice. You don't have a voice in the field. You don't have nothing to say. What can I say to Hashem? What can I tell Hashem? I have some... It's not because you're happy. Because you don't have the merit to talk to Hashem. כמו שאמרו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה, להגדת רבותינו סדין נגמרה, כבד את השם מהונך. It's written, you should honor Hashem מהונך from your fortune. אל תקרא מהונך. Don't read מהונך from your fortune, אלא מגרונך. Just from your throat. Means you should praise Hashem. You should sing to Hashem יתברך. Hashem don't need your money. Hashem needs you to wake up, to say thank you. That you're going to have הכרת הטוב. That you're going to realize that Hashem Yitbarach is the one that is giving you all of your bounty, all of your shefa, all of your wisdom, all of your chochm, everything. וכשפוגם בברית, and when the person is defecting the kedusha, נפגם קולו, he's damaging his voice. ויעקב ששמר בריתו, and Yaakov that he was guarding his kedusha, כמו, like that it's written, ראשית עוני, that his son Reuven was Reshit Ono. He was the first seed that came out of him. Means that he never had Gama Brit. He was guarding his Brit. Because Reuven, he was Reshit Oni. He was the first that came out from him. Zacha Lekol. He achieved the voice. Bivchinat, in an aspect of what it's written, Hakol Kol Yaakov. The voice, it's the voice of Yaakov. ומבחינת קול זוכה לשלום, and by having the voice a person can achieve the peace. בבחינת שיר השירים אשר לשלומו, it's written in the verse of שיר השירים, the beginning of שיר השירים, שיר השירים אשר לשלומו, the song of all songs that belongs to שלומו. Who is that שלומו? It's written למלך שהשלום שלו, to the king that owns the peace. So the one that is singing and praising Hashem Yitbarach is the one that owns the peace. You cannot have peace in the house if you're not praising Hashem. ובשביל זה, and this is why, תכף אחר כל רינה של שירת הים, why immediately after the time Israel sang on the sea, זכו לשבת שלום. They achieved, they got the present that calls Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbos of peace. Shabbat it's kedusha, and Shalom it's the peace, it's kedusha. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, ויבואו מרתה, they came to place that calls מרתה. מרתה means bitterness in מרתה. ושבת במרה נצטווה, and over there in bitterness in מרה they got the mitzvah, the obligation of keeping Shabbos. And bitterness, this is why bitterness, why dafka sham, because the job of avodah, the work on kedusha, to achieve it, it's hard work. It takes years of sacrificing, like Rabbeinu started the Torah, and the Torah before also, the one before also. Like I told you that mamash, you can see the Torah is attached to each other. We saw in Torah Kaf Hei that Rabbeinu was talking about the that to sacrifice, the person needs to take himself, to remove himself from the imaginations, means he should sacrifice from his imagination. So this is that bitterness. This is that bitterness. And also to remember the Torah before, that we said that bitterness, that those bad thoughts and arguments that you have in your mind, it's only because you're climbing in the levels of Kedusha. It's not because you're falling and I have so much horrible lusts and desires and I'm so crazy. No, you're climbing, you're growing in your Avodat Hashem. You're being aware. You become to be aware to your sicknesses, to your problems, to your issues. But it doesn't mean that you're so sick. It means that you are fixing yourself. You're working on your midot. There is people outside that are a lot sicker than you, I promise you, a lot sicker than us, and they're not aware to their sickness at all. Adraba. They can work as doctors in the biggest hospitals in the world. So Rabbeinu is saying, V'Shabbat b'Maran Nitzavah, and that it's written over there, V'ta'an lahem Miriam, Shiru Lashem, that Miriam told them, Shiru Lashem, sing to Hashem, Rashe Tevot Shalom, first letters of the word Shalom, peace. She'al yedei Shira zachu leShalom, that by singing to Hashem Yitbarach, they achieved the peace. So, you want to sing now? I have to sing. Rav Tzvi, which song?
Thank you.
I made a bridge.